Hello, and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talks session from Aventia. As always, I'm your host, Jack Stratton from Insider Trends. Today, I'm joined by Marielle Israelson, who's a business advisor at Aventia. And Marielle has a background in the fashion industry and also a particular kind of expertise in product information. And we're going to be connecting those two areas of expertise today. Hello, Marielle.
Hello. Hi. Nice to see you. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, so nice. And I've chatted to you a bit before about this stuff and some PIM subjects that's often tapped into your experience and expertise across fashion. It's a subject I'm really, really interested in from my kind of broad retail trends perspective, because it's a problem all over the world. And I know it's particularly in the UK market and across Europe that just hasn't gone away. E-commerce continues to grow. But the issue of returns in the fashion industry is a big one. And it still feels like for so many organizations, it's something that they just aren't quite getting a hold of it. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is there's so many different ways of looking at how to solve this issue. But I am really interested in your perspective on it from a product information perspective, because actually that to me seems like one of the best kind of quick wins when it comes to trying to help solve this problem. So just to kick things off with a broad question around this, you know, how do you think product information, or, you know, really good use of product information, can help to reduce returns in the fashion industry?
This is a very hard question to answer upon, actually, because the fashion industry doesn't really rely that much on the data being automated too much. You need to have a human touch and feel of the actual garments. If we're talking about the fashion industry, touch and feel, how is the actual garments in terms of material and colors experienced in my hands, and how to translate that in the also sizing and the feeling of it into the website for the customers only seeing the actual garments online and probably not always seeing them in the physical stores. So when we are talking about the fashion and product information, you need to have the product information in control of the base data, so to say, meaning making it possible for the end customer actually to buy the garment. But you want to still avoid possible returns and also increase the actual sales to it. So by doing that, you need to add upon a lot of like soft values to the product information that is harder to add automatically. You need to have someone adding upon this information. If we're talking about model sizing, is the garment big or small in size? You should probably add that information in your product description. What kind of color definitions or filter attributes could you use for the end customers to actually find the exact garment that they're looking for? And also for color, if you're having product images and also related to a product video that are often shown next to each other.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of experience doing very high quality assurance to these, because the quality in the videos is not always the same as the product images shown, because you can edit and retouch the images, which is not quite that possible to do in the videos, particularly on the garment. So depending on what shadow you have and what lighting you have, the actual garment in the video might differ in comparison to the time and effort you have put into the exact right colors in the image. And then when you're having this on the website, the end consumer will probably be a little bit confused. What color is true to reality? Is it the video or is it the actual image? So there's a lot of higher quality assurance that needs to be done coming to fashion. And so you just need to have some kind of system, if we're talking about a PIM system, where you can control your product information in a structured way to work efficiently and to enrich the items properly with the information to increase the sales and to decrease the actual returns.
So, and this is really interesting, maybe to take one step back, if I'm an e-commerce fashion business watching this, I'm a fairly small business and I'm working this out. And up until this point, I've been kind of managing my product information from one project to another, just not with a system, as you say, but almost myself or with an assistant. What are the kind of first steps I'd need to take to start to kind of get that structure in place? You know, where do you start? Because it's clearly so important that it's structured. But where do you start? Is it something you need to just sort of go out to the market looking for assistance, or are there things you could start doing in your own business straight away?
I mean, yes. First of all, I think that you need to have your organization in place and see how does the organization itself work with the different teams working with the product enrichment. From my experience, we had the organization set up where the actual, we were three different departments working very close to each other that had hands-on enrichment coming to the actual products, both for videos and for product descriptions and translations and categorizing and campaigns and everything. So first of all, you need to have the base data to actually buy the garment, such as the price, and you need to have the correct size and the correct name and the brand. That is usually owned in a different system than the PIM system. And that is something that you just go go by the flow right through. But the actual, you need to have so many websites I've seen, for example, all today that has, if I visit a website today and I go into a product and I can see that the actual product itself exists in two different sizing tables. You know what I mean? One is existing in extra small to extra large, and then the same template you actually shown the 34 to 40. And this is dependent on that you have failed when you probably purchased or when you did actually buy in the garment and you have created the garment with different sizing tables. And that is also making it confusing for the end customer experiencing. Why is it both extra small and 34 showing? What's the difference? So that's the base data that you need to have control on. And there we're talking about already the purchasing phase of the organization, the team that actually buys in the garment. But then you have the add-on information with product information, categorizing, you have the attributes, what filters do the end customer want to filter on for each category, dependent on what assortment you have. You might want to filter on specific attributes for a clothing assortment, but if we're looking at a for example, bags or belts, there might be other attributes that you would like to filter upon that might not be applied for the clothing assortment. So that where you need to structure up, preferably in the system, what categories and what assortment should be with what information, because you do not want the wrong information be just existing, but with non-values because it's, yeah, it's existing in the back.
That's interesting. So actually the structuring, it's so important in so many ways. And it's not just so that you can add all the information, but actually that you've got the right information. It's kind of like a quality control exercise. And then, of course, you've got the scaling thing. I get that, you know, an e-commerce brand that's growing quite quickly, this stuff would become pretty unmanageable quite quickly. Like, you know, how I don't know how you could keep managing all of that when all of a sudden you've got loads of different retailers who want to stock your stuff. Yeah. And maybe some other online marketplaces. Yeah, maybe they want the information in different ways. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why it's so important when I'm talking about the organization, because you want to have the time to market, but do not want to affect the actual quality of the assortment and of the product information. And since the fashion industry is so reliable of the human touch, someone needs to make the quality sure, making sure that the right image is filtered with the right color attribute and the right information of the product. You need to set the processes of this very tight and very efficient in order to manage the actual product life cycle in terms of how many news you have.
Yeah, and then you have, I mean, it's interesting you're talking about that mismatch sometimes between the video and the image maybe on the website, because I'm seeing increasingly more and more people, especially in fashion, are buying directly through social media channels, through YouTube, through TikTok, through Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
So then it becomes even more complicated making sure that whatever you know, information there matches up with the same data that's on your website, right?
Like
that.
Yeah.
And again, I imagine there's lots of problems there for companies. As you say, even if the color's slightly different. I mean, on this, what do you see with your fashion background? Obviously, sizing is the big issue, I would imagine, a lot of the time in terms of returns. But, you know, what other kinds of product information pitfalls are there that lead to returns? What are the common problems that you see with a lot of fashion retailers for reasons that people return so much stuff?
Yeah. And this is also a topic that I'd like to discuss a little bit further upon, because sometimes from my experience working in with the product information and product publish process, I usually sit in a silo. I just publish the products, but rarely I see the return grades of how many of these products are being returned and for what reason. And so the cooperation with, for example, the customer service providing the KPIs for something, if this garment within this category have been returned with this within this percentage and this reason. And if that reason would be it's too small in size, it's differing from the colors of the picture, it's very easy to adjust from me working in the product team, just adjusting and adding the information. Please note that this garment is small to size or a bigger to size, if between sizes, choose the bigger or the smaller size. And also in terms of the color, look at the images once again. Can we adjust the colors of the images and the videos a little bit further? And also, sometimes we worked a lot with reshooting the images, because if you do have a, you have published a product and the sales doesn't really go as you wanted it to go, where you had a lot of returns, instead of putting that garment specifically or directly to a sales outlet, you could actually try to reshoot the actual product with new images, with new feeling, with a different styling, talking about fashion, that could maybe boost the sales with the original prices. So there are a lot of things that the product team could do, adjusting the product information of decreasing the actual returns of it, or even just making it less confusing for the customers visiting the website, making their purchase decision.
That's such good advice, and particularly that point. That's so interesting. I hadn't thought about that. When you're saying about on a website, adding that extra, almost that great bit of information, which is exactly what you get in a store, that thing of going where someone will say, oh, by the way, in this particular model, actually, you should get the medium because you know, it comes up smaller, whatever. Yeah, you're so right. Even the biggest e-commerce brands, they struggle to get that kind of level of information there, and yet that's what really matters. Whenever you talk to someone, they're like, oh, you know, in that shoe brand, in this jean brand, you know, it's so different from one to even just one model, let alone one brand to another. So actually what you're saying is it's just getting those bits of information at the right point of the e-commerce shopping journey.
Yes, and that's why it's also so important. I know that the fashion industry have a return grade of 25 to 30%. Wow, of the actual of the customers buying online, and you have abusive returners and you have the normal customers returning in a frequent way that are actually beneficial for the company. But what happens with these 25 to 30% of returns, how much do you analyze the data of the percentage that have been returned? Do we take care of the customer information of why they have returned it? What can we adjust with the product information? That is a very quick fix internally without doing bigger adjustments to it.
And that's a really important thing then, is actually being able to measure why customers are returning.
Exactly.
And then measuring, you know, you can start to almost categorize the bigger reasons versus the smaller ones and take practical actions. Just as a kind of final wrap up, Marielle, you know, someone dipping into this briefly, what would be, you know, your one big takeaway about this? So, you know, speaking to, I think particularly kind of maybe, you know, newer e-commerce fashion startups who are, you know, they're starting to scale and they're thinking about how they manage it. What would be your big sort of takeaway that you want them to remember from this?
My biggest tip would actually be from my own thing that I'm doing the most when I'm working with different customers, is actually always thinking as an end customer, what would I expect when I'm visiting a physical store or an online store? What do I expect as an end customer with what information should be shown in terms of quality and product information and other attributes or whatever it can be? But do not focus too much of the system and the data just being working on an everyday basis. Try to think one step ahead. When the actual garment is visual on the website, would you purchase this, or what information are you missing? Would it boost the sale, or would it actually increase the returns? So just to have those customer glasses on, so to say. Yeah.
Fantastic. That really is something I feel strongly about, actually. And I think that, you know, retailers can very and businesses can very easily forget. Marielle, it's been so interesting. And I really hope we can pick up this conversation again soon, because I feel like there's loads of stuff we could talk about. You have so much expertise on this, but also these are, you know, this is a big issue for the industry. And I feel like the industry needs to be listening to people like you, who are really working on practical solutions, right? Things that anyone can do. Because what you're saying here could be the you know, a company that was set up 2 months ago, or it could be, you know, an e-commerce giant. It feels like the same rules apply. I think that's great. So hopefully we get to speak again soon. That's everything we've got time for today. Thanks so much to Marielle. And
thank you.
We will be back again soon with another Modern Commerce Talk. So thanks very much. Cheers.
Great. Thank you.